From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. 6 weeks after they passed a massive tax reform package in a special session, Utah lawmakers voted to repeal it today. KUER's Nicole Nixon reports.
After a year of work, 18 public meetings, and more than 60 hours of public feedback on their tax reform plan, lawmakers repealed the unpopular measure in under an hour today. The backtrack came the same day a referendum to challenge the law appeared to qualify for the November ballot by garnering enough verified voter signatures. The two lawmakers who sponsored the original tax package also ran the repeal bill, but continued to defend the controversial law. One of them is House Majority Leader Francis Gibson.
I realize there's a misconception that this was a rushed bill done in the middle of the night. I will fiercely defend it.
Many Utahns opposed the tax reform law because it raised sales taxes on food, gas, and services while cutting revenues to the education fund. Referendum organizers celebrated the repeal. Judy Weeks Rohner says she hopes lawmakers learned to listen to their constituents.
One thing about this, it has energized the entire state. People are now looking at what happens on Capitol Hill.
Nicole Nixon, KUER News.
Governor Herbert signed the repeal this evening. According to the state elections director, that signature effectively nullifies the referendum process. Utah lawmakers today unveiled a 25-inch model of a statue of Martha Hughes Cannon, the first woman in the country to be elected to a state senate. A 7.5-foot version of the statue will be sent to the National Statuary Hall in Washington, D.C. this August. It's part of the 100th anniversary celebration of the 19th Amendment. The Road Home says it's taken measures to increase security and prevent drug use at its homeless shelters after a 2018 legislative audit found its lax enforcement of rules led to safety concerns. The organization shuttered its downtown Salt Lake shelter in November and opened a replacement in South Salt Lake. Road Home Interim Executive Director Michelle Flynn says the design of the new building is much safer.
We have a lot of great features, including the property is being is secured by fencing and gates. There's one single entrance that everybody comes in and out of and goes through that security procedure that Kathy went over with the private security on site 24/7 in the lobby.
Flynn also says the shelter has weekly meetings with security and police to discuss safety or drug incidents and ways to change policy to prevent them. In court filings today, attorneys for the state are again asking a federal judge to dismiss a lawsuit brought against the University of Utah. In June, the parents of slain U student Lauren McCluskey filed a suit alleging that the university, including several university divisions and individuals, did not take responsibility for her death. Lawyers for the university have stated that the school is not responsible under Title IX for failing to respond to McCluskey's complaints because her killer was not university faculty, staff, or a student. The university first tried to dismiss the suit in September. Tests have confirmed a beloved deer in Moab named Cole, after his rare black fur, died of chronic wasting disease in December. KUER's Grace Oseski has more.
Aaron Bott of the Utah Division of Wildlife Resources says the state identified 15 cases of chronic wasting disease in deer populations in Utah's central and eastern counties in 2019. Six of those cases are from the LaSalle area outside of Moab. Bott says Cole's case was unique.
He was a residential deer. Urban deer are a concern just because they congregate in dense communities inside urban areas.
According to Bott, these clusters of deer are prime for transmission because it only takes one infected deer in a group to spread the disease. Chronic wasting disease is most often compared to mad cow disease. It has a 100% mortality rate in animals, but there haven't been any documented cases in humans. Moab residents worked with a taxidermist in Colorado to finance a pedestal mount, hoping to place it in a public building to commemorate Cole, who was 3.5 years old. Grace Oseski, KUER News.
People who want to gather shed antlers before April 15th will have to complete an online ethics course in order to do so. It teaches how to properly go shed hunting in the winter without spooking animals or damaging habitat. After finishing the course, people must carry their certificate of completion with them when they gather shed antlers. Antler gathering is prohibited in wildlife management areas and on private property. You're listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.